you mentioned some sort of earth phenomena too, perhaps responsible for this, or
some people have suspected that some sort of earth energy could actually affect the plants in some way. I don't have a lot of evidence that that's what's going on, but certainly as a theory at the time, we considered, you know, maybe this is coming from underground, maybe it's not coming from above. And of course, there's the original idea that came from a man named Terence Meaden that this was coming from so-called ionic plasmas, like kind of like a form of electrical discharge from the upper atmosphere, coming down rapidly to the Earth, creating heat and swirling, or creating an electrical charge and swirling the wheat down. And while that might have explained some of the simple patterns, you'd really be hard-pressed to kind of think that those really complex ones we're seeing nowadays are explained by that phenomenon. I can't really quite go there with that explanation. But maybe it did explain some of the simple ones in the, you know, maybe 10 or 20 years ago when people actually would witness some of these simple ones forming rather rapidly.
Tell me what you mean by natural magic.
The circle makers I've talked to believe that when you make a crop formation, that it attracts some sort of paranormal energy to the area. And that isn't totally far-fetched. People in subtle energy sciences like Dr. William Tiller call it a conditioned space. The circle makers believe that there's something magical about the space of a crop circle. And, of course, the evidence for that is when they're out there at night, they see balls of light, UFOs, and have strange anomalous experiences. Sometimes they encounter shadow people or their watches don't seem to work correctly, things like that. And then the next day, the rest of us come in as researchers and people that are interested in crop circles, croppies, as we're sometimes called.
Right.
And we have really strange experiences, like we did this summer near Silbury Hill and Avebury area. And the pictures, you know, of those circles are on my site. We had 3 days of camera and battery failure repeatedly. And I've seen this. I saw this for the first time in 1999 in a formation called the Devil's Den. My cameras and other equipment, we were using this static electricity meter to measure some of the static energy around the circle, thinking maybe the circles affect the static charge in the area. All that equipment stopped working, and someone came in with a GPS device, and his GPS device, which a few minutes ago had 14 hours of battery life, all of a sudden it wasn't working. You know, these stories have been around for a long time, and I first experienced it in 1999. We experienced it just last August for 3 consecutive days where, you know, camcorders are showing a very strange amount of minutes left on the batteries. We had 3 lithium-ion batteries that would refuse to charge once they had been in a crop circle for about a couple weeks until they got back to the States. They worked again. They would not take a charge even, you know, when we went back to the hotel. So this is why the circle makers call it natural magic, because they think you go out, you make a circle, do your best on it. They actually say prayers and incantations before they make their circle. They're not doing this as a joke. It's very serious for them. They're creating some sort of magical positive effect for the planet. And when we go into the circles, we really experience something strange going on with our equipment, and occasionally people see balls of light, UFOs occasionally. So it's kind of, in a sense, magical. And I actually think of it more as a natural technology. It's almost like a spiritual machine or some sort of organic circuit that really creates effects that we can see occasionally, but we can't totally explain it.
These people who are making crop circles pray to whom or to what? I mean, what do they pray about?
They say incantations for planetary healing, evolution, for people to experience positive effects and magic when they come into the circle the next day. Basically, that the circle itself will have a positive effect on the area and on the people that experience the circle. Basically, that this is going to be create positive energy rather than just be a negative experience or a hoax. They really believe that these circles do something good for all of us, and that's what keeps motivating a lot of them to keep doing it. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Are they Wiccans?
Some of them, absolutely, yeah. Some of them are definitely in that kind of school of thought.
Earth-based
pagans,
religion.
Yes. Some of them are just artists. A lot of them are artist pagans, if you can imagine that. They believe that there are magical energies in the earth that are unleashed by the process of making a circle. And I know this is a very different story than we've heard about them, but having met these people and kind of meeting up with them every year when I go over there and having contact during other parts of the year, I've come to realize that they're actually a very serious group of artists that really believe that crop circles are important for our evolution in some way. And I tend to agree with them in the sense that a lot of us, our lives have really been changed in some way by being involved with crop circles.
Okay. I'm interested in this idea that they go out to create a crop circle and in doing so change the energy of their space there, and that in doing so then they attract a type of magical phenomena like balls of light or UFOs. Anybody talk about a kind of close encounter? Have any of these UFOs signaled them, given them kind of the, you know, if you flash your brights at somebody coming at you because they've got their brights on, and so they flash back to you, say, hey, I got the message, that kind of thing?
Yes, it can be very similar to that. There's a group of three circle makers who actually call themselves the Circle Makers. They're from London. And one of them relayed the story once that they were out in the field making a circle, and something came over the circle, very bright, and a light came down on them from this object, but it made absolutely no noise. Now, there's a lot of military activity in that area because you're right near Salisbury Plain, which is a big military operating area for the British military. They don't have all that much space in England, so those things are kind of close together. And you hear the helicopters coming over and the planes, but this object apparently made absolutely no sound, and they were so frightened by it, they hit the deck. And these are three grown guys that are used to being out at night in all sorts of circumstances.
I think they would be overjoyed. That would be the whole purpose of doing it.
Well, you would think so, yeah. But when it happens to you and you really don't know what this is, there was another case very similar to that I heard from a group of circle makers that went out into a circle intending to make a certain pattern near an area called the Tosmead Copse, which copse is the British word for a forest. It's actually a rather creepy, spooky forest. And these three balls of light kind of began coming towards them from different corners of the field. And they got so petrified, they actually ran out of the field onto the road with their stomping boards and everything, something you normally wouldn't do because you're really not supposed to be out there doing that. You know?
Right.
But here, three big guys with stomper boards ran in panic out of the field after seeing these balls of light. I actually haven't seen the balls of light in the formations myself. I've seen a lot of good videos, which I think are authentic, that were taken by tourists and other people who happened to be there when they came across. And these balls of light are really strange. They can move up to 200 miles an hour. They seem to be intelligently controlled, and I don't know exactly what they are, but they're attracted to crop circles.
I would hope that there would be video of that.
There is. Yeah. There are about 10 good videos of these balls of light by Alton Barnes and other areas, Barbary Castle, and other good videos that have happened about every year where people are just out there and all of a sudden they see something coming over the horizon. They seem to actually inspect the crop circle. I don't know any other way to describe it. They seem to go over the crop circle, slow down, speed up, they'll either take off, and they seem to have the ability to disappear right in midair. I mean, if you're looking at the video, you'll be watching them and all of a sudden it's just poof, it's gone. Or in other cases, they seem to get smaller as they come towards the camera rather than bigger. And they're not birds or anything that I know about. You know, I can't explain it easily. I don't think anybody can. They're either small UFOs or probes. I mean, and it suggests the possibility that perhaps extraterrestrials are interested in these circles, the ones that they're not even making. They're inspecting them for some reason. And that would suggest that they're doing something energetically that they're interested in. I mean, it's a possibility.